Our reading is from Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 20. We are reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now, in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
Merry Christmas! Officially, liturgically, Christmas na. Maligayang bati. Ayan. So, my sermon today will also be the Christmas message. Hindi na kinaya ng powers ko na mag-Christmas message pa separate. Ayan. Although, syempre, ang Pasko sa Pilipinas, kailan nagsisimula?
September.
Diba? As per the Vatican Council ng C family at Ayala family, sila ang nag-declare na ang Pasko ay nagsistart ng September. Ayan. And it is a weird season. Napaka-weird niyang season para sa mga progressive individuals and groups, sa mga aktivista at mga advocates, at lalo na sa ating mga progressive na Christians. And all the more sa mga progressive na Catholic. Kasi sa Catholic, syempre, there's a lot of tradition and ritual around Advent and Christmas, no? So it is a weird, awkward, and contradictory season. Lalo na ngayon, alam natin to bilang MCC, and whole year round natin sila pinagdadasal, lalo ngayon na ang mismong lugar kung saan pinanganak, naglakad-lakad, at nagmilagro si Jesus ay merong genocide na nangyayari. Weird and awkward and contradictory because there is so much celebration happening. And both the religious and capitalist messaging is about gratitude and generosity. It is a time for gift giving and thanksgiving. It is a time for gathering together as family and friends, as family. Sabi pa nga sa traditional na kanta, nakakantahin natin later sa pagtatapos, tayo magsiawit habang ang mundo'y ano sabi? Tahimik. Pero ang totoo, hindi tahimik ang mundo. At ako personally, rinding-rindi ako sa mga sintunadong nagkakaruling ng iisang kanta, same na kanta, tatlo o apat na grupo pupunta sa bahay, same na kanta. Diba? Buti na lang sa condo, no? May nangangaruling ba sa condo? Wala. Bawal, no? So another contradiction in awkwardness pag Pasko for progressives is the fact that from September to December, there is so much wealth created because of consumer consumption. And this humongous, no, napakalaking kayamanan, wealth, gets concentrated only with the billionaires. And a lot of the items people buy comes from labor exploitation. Oh, marami sa ating mga binibili ay galing sa labor exploitation. Some of which comes from the modern slavery city of Valenzuela, the city of factories and manufacturing. No, yan yung city ng modern day slavery. Nakapag-immersion kasi ako dyan ng 2018. No, hindi ko, ano to? Yun naman yung masuka-suka ako sa kalagayan ng mga manggagawa doon. Kasama dyan yung contradiction na maski pa magbigay sila ng 13th month pay at bonuses, almost 90% of employee salaries will go back to the businesses kasi nga ang mga empleyado ay gagastos pa rin para sa Pasko. So, in truth, sumweldo tayo, nag-13th month, maski sweldo ko, bonus, kung may pa-bonus, marami doon, babalik pa rin sa kanila. Kasi gagastos tayo para sa Pasko eh. Yung empleyado ng SM, mamimili pa rin sa mismong SM. Kasi discounted sila. Diba? May discount ang mga SM employees on certain items. Diba? The irony of it. Kaya nga, ang tunay na pinagpala pag Pasko ay ang mga negosyante. And here is the true irony, the conundrum for the season of Christmas, or any season for that matter, is a mixture ng halo-halong pag-asa, because Christmas is a season of hope, di ba? Yun yung contradiction, halo-halo na pag-asa at kawalan ng pag-asa. Halo-halong gratitude and generosity, kasi totoo naman, we have to be grateful for the year that was. And it reminds us about generosity. Pero kasama nun at kahalo nun ang selfishness, greed, no, both individual and systemic. Magkahalong time for family gatherings and also loneliness kasi hindi lahat may pamilya to celebrate it with. And even those na merong pamilya, marami mga LGBT are living at this moment, 24, sa mga reunion, living in terror during the holidays. No, going to homophobic churches and mingling with homophobic relatives. At kaya tayo naririto ngayon. And I guess that's why you are here today. Halo-halong celebration and thanksgiving for all the blessings and good things of the year that is about to end. While at the same time, kasama rin dyan ang lahat ng kasitan, pagsubok, karamdaman, and relationship breakups. May mga relationship breakups of the past year. And just to reiterate, the contradiction of that is we are celebrating the incarnation, the birth of the one we call Prince of Peace. When in the land of his birth, at this very moment, there is continuing bloodshed. And a huge number, thousands upon thousands of those murdered were children and mothers. But let me ask you, was the first Christmas, whether version yan ni Luke or ni Matthew, and today nga ang lectionary is the version ni Luke, was the first Christmas a time of perfect peace, prosperity, and celebration for everyone? Yung bang unang Pasko ay tahimik at perfect na Pasko ng prosperity and kapayapaan? No. So actually, hindi contradiction, if I may claim, ang Pasko natin. Isang misconception na ang Pasko natin ay contradiction. Or walang Pasko kasi may violence sa Palestine. Mali. Kasi yung Pasko noon was exactly the same as Palestine today. A land of occupation, a land of violence. In the version of Matthew, ang Pasko sa Matthew ay merong pagpatay ng babies. Na ang piyesta ay kailan? 27 or 28? The Feast of the Holy Innocents. The first Christmas was also contradiction, weird and awkward. Kung may pagkakaiba man, siguro it was not eventful as we have it today. It was also a time of occupation, violence, and oppression of the Roman Empire. I'm sure, as Jesus was being born, merong mga katawang nakapako sa krus sa kalsadang papasok ng Jerusalem and across the Roman Empire. The first Christmas, there was a lot of, also of consumerism. Lalo na, base sa kwento, nagpatawag ng census ang emperador. At tulad natin ngayon, na nag-uuwian sa kanilang mga probinsya, ang maraming mga kababayan natin, the first Christmas, nag-uuwian ang mga tao sa kanilang mga probinsya at orihinal na mga pinanggalingan. Kasi nagpapasensus ang emperador. Nag-uuwian ang mga tao sa kanilang hometowns. At sabi nga rin sa story, ang lahat ng mga hotels at that time ay puno. Walang matuluyan si Maria at si Jose. I'm sure in the midst of heavy taxation, exploitation, and oppression by occupying powers, Jewish people still went to the synagogues and made pilgrimages to the temple to practice their faith. Many of the Jewish people still celebrated their Jewish festivals. And to find something to be thankful for in the midst of so much suffering, burden, and even violence. And let us not forget that the persecuted Christians of the first and second century were singing songs of rejoicing and thanksgiving as they were being crucified, burned alive, or fed to wild animals. They themselves were a contradiction of joyful death and martyrdom. So the first Christmas, the Prince of Peace was born in a weird and awkward world, a mixture of many contradictions. And I am here to say, ito ang message ko ngayong gabi, to all fellow progressives who find this season very difficult. Napakahirap ng Pasko sa mga aktivista. Ang mensahe ko ay ito. To fellow progressives who find this season very difficult, that it is okay It is okay to celebrate. It is still okay to have Noche Buena. It is still okay to be joke at mag-inom ngayong gabi. Oh my God, ang pastor nagsabi, okay mag-inom ngayong gabi. Diba? It is okay. After all, wala naman tayong choice. We are living, working, and struggling in such a world. We do not have to feel guilty if there is a part of us who wish to celebrate kahit konti in the face of many contradictions of this world. In the face of every shit thing we continue to fight for and struggle against. It is okay to celebrate, enjoy food, enjoy the company of friends and comrades and family, chosen church. Despite sa katotohanan na merong mga walang makain, merong mga walang hindi makapag-celebrate, at merong mga walang pamilya, or worse, merong mga nawalan ng pamilya because of violence. It is still okay to celebrate. I am sure, naniniwala ako, that despite being in the middle of so much destruction around them, hunger for months now, and violence, death almost every week, every day, I am sure Palestinian Catholics on December 24 will try their best to still celebrate and gather for worship, prayer, and fellowship inside ruined church buildings or destroyed homes, singing hymns of joy, sharing whatever little food they have left with each other. Or baka nga, kung wala ng food, the communion, the Eucharist, as their only food for celebration. There will still be Mass celebrated in many churches across Palestinian lands this month and next month, kasi next month yung Eastern Orthodox Christmas. Parang January 7 yata. If I'm not mistaken. Next month ang Christmas sa Holy Land. They will still celebrate Mass. They have to celebrate. They have to gather as a people. They have to still find the smallest spark of joy and hope, the smallest ounce of faith, and to muster scraps of love for them to endure and continue. We who are thousands of miles away, we can still celebrate despite all the contradictions. We can still celebrate for those who can't. We have to celebrate and collect as much joy and hope we can and share as much faith and love for the same purpose of finding strength, courage, and perseverance to endure the oppressive demands of this world and to continue fighting against it. We have to look for, create, and experience moments of joy. We have to. Kailangan talaga. Guguho ang movement if we do not resist despair with joy. And if our tears are not equally met with joy, with many kinds of joy, song, and laughter. Mary and Joseph and the peasant shepherds, despite being under Roman occupation, celebrated. Diba? Si Maria, si Jose, and the shepherds were under Roman occupation. Kaya nga sila umuwi kasi inutusan sila ng emperador. Kung hindi, Teggy Bells ka. Kung hindi ka magpapa-national ID. Diba? Yun yung equivalent ng census nun. national ID today. They were under Roman occupation, but they allowed themselves to experience great joy with the birth of Jesus. And even if we go to the version of Matthew, sa version ni Matthew ng Pasko, in the face of a genocidal infanticide by King Herod, yung mga pantas, the wise ones from the east, allowed themselves to experience profound joy. Kahit na at the back of their heads, at literally at their back, nakaabang si Haring Herodes at ang kanyang mga sundalo. I'm sure Mary and Joseph also felt profound joy receiving gold and expensive gifts bilang sila rin naman ay mga pisanteng pamilya. Di ba nagulat sila? May ginto. Hindi ba natuwa si Jose? Ay, ginto! Di ba? Parang nanalo sa loto at that moment. Magkahalong joy with the birth of Jesus and then fear because Herod is out to kill Jesus. And of course, the parents also. And of course, to kill the wise ones, the Magi, kasi nagsinungaling sila at ginost nila si Herod. So my Christmas message for this year, for all of us na mga mulat or woke, at kung sino pang mga kaibigan natin sa movement, do not feel guilty to celebrate this season if you are able. You are not a hypocrite. Yes, we should name and recognize the bad things happening around us and never deny them. That there is grief in the midst of festivities. May pagluluksa sa kalagitnaan ng mga pagsasaya. That we should never stop denouncing injustice and holding those in power accountable. Lalo na ito, ngayong season ng Pasko, ipapasa ang pinakakorap na national budget ng bansa. But they should not overwhelm us, nor should we romanticize the pain and suffering of so many. It is not hypocrisy to celebrate after all. Another word for hypocrisy is contradiction. The contradiction of our world is hypocrisy. We live in a world of hypocrisy. And no one of us can escape it. No matter how woke, no matter how progressive you are, unless mamundok ka. Then you can escape it. What is important is that in our celebration and festivities and rituals, malinaw sa atin na hindi ang ating mga pagsasaya ay hindi ito escape or denial of those things. But far from it, bit-bit natin silang mga hindi makapag-celebrate sa ating mga celebrations. At ang ating celebrations ay para magpatuloy, patuloy na makisangkot at mag-ambag. If you have the means to celebrate kahit konti, do so. At kahit parang wala ng dahilan o kakayanan to celebrate, gawan natin ng paraan. Makicelebrate with others. Kaya importante ang community and friendships. The only difference between our celebration and those that this world would have us do is to celebrate it with intentionality and remembrance. And not denial or distraction. The capitalist and imperial celebration is always to distract people so that they do not come to the awareness of their oppression. All the festivities and consumerism propagated by those in power are intended to exploit and to distract people. Para hindi natin maramdaman o makita ang kasyitan ng mundong ito. Yun ang dapat na malinaw sa atin. Na hindi tayo nagsasaya dahil gusto nating takasan ang mga kabwisita ng mundong ito. Hindi tayo nagsisimba para lang magpasalamat sa ating personal na mga blessing at ipagdasal ang personal nating mga kagustuhan para sa darating na taon. Hindi tayo nagtitipon bilang pamilya o bilang magjowang bakla o magjowang shibuli para lang sa ating mga sarili kasi okay na tayo bilang tayo. We celebrate and find reasons of joy so that we can be renewed and strengthened. We take time to rest, to pray, and to reflect para may panibagong lakas para sa pakikibaka, advokasya at ministry sa darating na taon. Magpapahinga, kakain, magtatawanan, para humugot ng panibagong tapang para sa mga rally at iba pang mga pag-oorganisa na dadaluhan sa darating na taon. Mag-aawitan tayo, hindi dahil tahimik ang mundo, bagkus mag-aawitan tayo bilang uri ng pagpapatuloy na protesta sa mga simbahan at sa mga sa lipunang complicit sa injustice and consumerism na umiiral. Ang ating pagsamba at mga celebration ay hindi para takpan o kalimutan ang mga problema ng mundong ito at maski ng ating mga personal na buhay. Kasi lahat tayo sa personal nating buhay, meron din tayo mga kanya-kanyang pinagdadaanan. Bagkus, para meron tayong panghugutan muli ng lakas para patuloy na mabuhay at lumaban. Siguro ito rin ang ating bitbitin at pag-isipan sa darating na taon. How can we continue to create moments of joy and happiness sa ating mga sarili-sariling buhay, our personal lives, at sa community na ito para panghugutan ng lakas at pag-asa? Sabi nga ni Pastor Carlene, MCC served as her hingahan at one point of her life. Isa sa mga mumunting espasyo na siya bilang aktivistang pastor ay nakakahinga. Nakakatawa kasama ang mga akla, kahit sandali. In contrast sa sangkatutak ng mga karumal-dumal na kaganapan na kanyang kinahaharap. How can activities of joy be source of hope and strength for you and for others? Not as coping or escaping, but as protest to a world and even to a movement. Kasi minsan yung movement din eh. To a world in a movement that would exploit our labor and our skills. Pero syempre, hindi puro joy and joy na lang, justifying it as a source of strength. With so much joy and hope, how do we translate yung joy and hope na iyon by contributing our part sa pagkilos, sa ministry at sa advocacy? With so much joy and hope, how can we begin to remove our fear about rallies? And baka, try naman natin kahit once to attend. With so much joy and hope, paano ka higit na makikipamuhay at makikisangkot sa community at ministry ng Open Table? At para sa mga matatagal na dito sa Open Table, at sa mga balak pang magtagal dito, paanong magkakaroon ka ng renewal sa iyong faith and advocacy sa pamamagitan ng community na ito, ng Open Table? Paano ka magre-renew ng iyong faith, ng iyong pananampalataya, at iwaksi ang lahat ng bitterness, resentment, or tignan ang community na ito, dahil ang tagal-tagal na natin, ang tagal-tagal ko na, ang tagal-tagal na ng iba sa community na ito, paano natin maialis na ang tingin na lang natin sa community na ito ay burden? How can we renew joy and a sense of togetherness in this community? With moments of joy and hope, Paanong mababawasan ang pagiging triggered person natin at maging mas kalmadong Tita Bex? Borrowing the wisdom of Reverend Nadia Bolz-Weber, good news, mabuting balita, was and is only good news because it was under Roman occupation. Not because God will magically eradicate the problems we have ourselves created or allowed. The uneventful birth of a child in a cruel world, a child promised to embody the presence of a loving God, is good news worth celebrating. And so, let us celebrate the good news of Christ's birth by being intentional with our celebrations, rituals, and festivities as a source of our strength, hope, and perseverance. In the same way that the peasant shepherds under Roman oppression experienced joy by seeing the Christ child, or the Magi, the wise ones, after their long journey with the threat of a murderous mad king, experience the joy of encountering the same promised liberator. May we also continue to look for and experience the joy of Jesus Christ in our relationships, in communities, in our advocacies. Jesus Christ, who is present in the countless tears and the smallest of joys of the Palestinians experiencing genocide. Jesus Christ, who is present in all of the contradictions, awkwardness, and weirdness of this season, of our lives and of our world. Let us celebrate with both joy and tears mixed together. Isang mapagpala at mapagpalayang Pasko at bagong taon sa ating lahat. Amen.